Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Good news for the livestock industry came out of Washington last week. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration officially withdrew the proposed speed limiter rule. This is a major victory for livestock producers in the fight against overregulation in transportation. The rulemaking would have required commercial motor vehicles with a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 pounds or more to be equipped with a speed-limiting device. Limiting the speed of trucks where the posted speed limit is higher than the device would create a major safety concern for livestock haulers and create animal welfare and safety concerns, the industry has argued. In June, the FMCSA unveiled a plan to improve the lives of American truck drivers to deliver on the president's executive order on enforcing common sense rules on the road for American truck drivers. That plan included withdrawing the rule. In their rationale for withdrawal, the FMCSA and NHTSA stated that the proposed rule lacks a sufficiently clear and compelling safety justification for its implementation and raised significant concerns regarding federalism. The industry is still encouraging passage of H.R. 2819, the Deregulating Restrictions on Interstate Vehicles and 18-Wheelers Act, or also known as the DRIVE Act, which would prevent any future administration from issuing a rule on speed limiters. Now in other news, with the August 1st tariff deadline approaching, multiple countries have presented offers to the U.S., and some have progressed to trade deal status, while others are still a work in progress. Last week, the White House announced deals have been reached with key trade partners, such as Japan, Indonesia, and the Philippines, while negotiations continue with Korea, Taiwan, and the European Union. The pace of negotiations and announcements will likely increase as that deadline approaches. President Trump has also threatened Brazil with a 50% tariff, and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will conduct an investigation into Brazil's unfair trade practices. Each of these negotiations is an opportunity to remove tariff and non-tariff barriers on U.S. beef exports and hold trade partners accountable. Finally, brand renewals have been sent to the printers and are headed to a mailbox near you. Livestock brand owners have until December 31st to complete their renewals before their brands by North Dakota law expire. So keep your eyes peeled for them starting next week. For questions about brand renewal, or to learn more about the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, visit ndstockmen.org or call us at 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk today. Enjoy the rest of your week.